I definitely think there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, statewide, our numbers are going down. And in our district, the numbers have really remained steady since November, and steady in a good way, in a low occurrence way. And we had the vaccine administered to the staff last Friday. And though it won't change things like wearing masks or social distancing or the amount of time you have to spend in quarantine if you have a close contact, it will, in a very real sense, probably knock down the number of staff infections, and then in turn, they won't be infecting their own families, and so then that will help with quarantine. And I think eventually when the families start getting the vaccines, and hopefully our students who are 16 or older eventually will be able to get the vaccine, then I think we'll really start getting closer to that herd immunity point and be able to get back to some sense of normalcy. And I'm really hoping for that for the fall school year. We had 75% of our staff who agreed to have the vaccine, and so we're real pleased about that. And the second dose of the Moderna vaccine will be given on February 19th, and so we're pleased about that, and hopefully the numbers will continue to go down, and then we'll be able to get back to, you know, activities and sports and full days of school, and just really be able to do things normal. I'm sure there'll be aspects of this virus that will stick with us, you know, maybe some sort of, you know, the way we clean things, perhaps some people wearing masks. You know, there will certainly be a residual effect, but if by and large it can be back to normal, I think everyone will be greatly relieved.